Coming up next, Howard Holly presents Against All Odds. And now your host, Howard Holly.
Good morning, and welcome to another beautiful Saturday morning. My name is Howard Holly, and I'm here with my co-host, Kristen White. So good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, Howard.
So, Kristen, we had another great guest.
I am buying you a thesaurus, Howard. I am going to buy one. We did, though, Dr. Ted Anders, Nature's Nurse. It's a holistic medicine for respiratory illnesses. And actually, interesting connection to Dr. Ted Anders is Hannah Anders, who happens to be his daughter, who is coming to Flagler County.
That's right. She, as you heard Ted say, his father brought him here in, I guess, the late 60s when he was in high school. And Ted's parents still live here. So Hannah's grandparents and her father live here. So she's pretty familiar with the Flagler County area.
But she's a country music artist. So next Saturday, August 30th, the Flagler County Rotary is having its Labor Day celebration at Town Center where she's going to perform. So the fireworks are at 9. She'll be performing sometime before that. It's 2 to 10, free admission.
Yeah, and it should be fun. Fireworks, bounce house and all of that stuff. I know you're going to be there with your kids.
I love bounce house. Those kids love those things.
So look for that. And let's now talk about and bring in our guests for today, Mignon Williams. Now, I've had the pleasure of knowing Mignon for probably close to over 30 years. Isn't that an amazing statement? Mignon is a former vice president at the Xerox Corporation. Mignon, welcome to Against All Odds.
Well, thank you very much, Howard, for inviting me.
It's great to have you here. So, Mignon, I just mentioned you were with Xerox, and I think many of our listeners know that I was there as well, which is how we got to meet each other. But why don't you tell us a bit about you? I know you're from New Jersey, but how did you end up at Xerox?
Well, I must say that Howard was at Xerox before I was. I started at Xerox in New Jersey in the late 70s, and I actually started Xerox based upon a bet. My husband had started working there, and he said to me, well, you know, I bet you could get a job there. I said, really? I don't think sales is in my DNA at all.
And what were you doing then?
I was actually in retail at that point in time, working for Macy's, which at that point in time was Bambergers, was doing very, very well, except in the back of my mind, that's when the store started opening during the holidays and weekends, and with a young child, I did not want to invest that much time being away from my family.
Right.
So when that bet came about, I said, you know what? I think I'm going to go for it.
Mm-hmm. And then what happened?
I took the test, which was amazing.
That was an interesting test.
Yes, it was
a test to figure out how long you would stay with the company, psychological profile. Mm-hmm. They can't even do tests like that anymore.
Thank goodness. And my the question I thought I was going to fail was the one on square roots. So we went from the psychological testing to some basic skills.
Right.
However, though, I really didn't think I was going to be hired because at that point in time, the profile that Xerox was looking for was recent college graduates.
Mm-hmm.
And I had far surpassed that as the criteria.
Mm-hmm.
So as I said, I went on a bet thinking that I did not meet the criteria. And lo and behold, a few weeks later, I started the endless series of interviews that companies at that time put people through, and I was hired as the oldest member of what we call the bullpen.
Yeah, and sales bullpen, exactly. So, Mignon, you were a sales rep, sales manager, branch manager, district manager, vice president. I mean, how did you get through all of those? What was your key to success?
Well, one of the things that I learned early is that being in sales, even as a minority, that you are based upon your production and what you can do. And those statistics do not tell lies.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have good sales production, that your numbers are good. And then again, to the getting along with people and so on and so forth really helped to propel my career. What I found most interesting was a comment that was made to me by the branch manager at the time when I got a significant promotion to Rochester. This gentleman by the name of Marshall Jones, I'll never forget him, he said to me, Mignon, you always look two jobs out.
Mm-hmm.
And I had never really heard of that concept before. Here I was, I hadn't even gotten on the plane to go to Rochester, and here he was telling me to look at two jobs out.
He had that one coming up, and he said, start looking at the one after that.
Start looking at the one after that. So the key is preparation, knowing the company, looking forward to seeing where future opportunities are, doing well in the job that you're going to, and then preparing yourself always.
So how did that work for you?
I believe it worked quite well.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it worked quite well, with all humility. I had the track, like most Xerox people do, of going into the field as sales manager, branch manager, as you said, and then alternating by going into staff positions, whether at the region or headquarter location. So I had the typical Xerox movement up the ladder. The good news and the blessing for me was, as I was able to do those stints with the very short time frames.
Mm-hmm. Now, you also physically moved. So you mentioned that you went to Rochester, but a lot of people may not know, and it isn't as prevalent now as it used to be, Mignon, but how many moves did you have?
My daughter tells me 15.
Wow.
15 moves. I like to think it was a little bit less than that, but she probably knows better than I do because of the moves that she had to make because of her schooling.
Right, right. And I know you were in, was it St. Louis?
I was in what we called at that point in time, Mid-America.
Okay.
I chose to live in St. Louis and was the vice president general manager for Missouri, Oklahoma, and Arkansas.
Okay, good, good. And how did you finish up that your career?
I had an interesting opportunity as that general manager to work on an international task force for training and development.
Mm-hmm.
And it was quite an awesome experience. As you know, Howard, Xerox was very much so involved in the quality improvement movement.
Mm-hmm.
And we used all of the tools that we had from that process to engage in an international dialogue about what could benefit, in particular, sales training.
Mm-hmm.
I was chosen for that because at the time, as I mentioned, I was a general manager, had sales, service, and administration, and they really wanted to bring more sales relevancy to that position. So after we did that work, which I believe took around 6 to 9 months, we went back to our respective jobs, did well, and all of a sudden I got the call from, at that point in time, the president of Xerox USA and asked me if I would be the so-called general for sales education and learning down in Leesburg, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
It came as a total surprise. Again, one of the things I must say I was not prepared for because there's not an iota of education in my background or skills, but that's not what they were looking for at that point in time. They were looking for somebody who had the sales acumen and experience.
And you certainly had that.
Well, yes, thank you very much.
So post Xerox, did you retire, continue working? What did you do?
Well, I was downsized, right size, outsized, gone. And the good news at that point in time, I was 55. I had the magic number of 25 years of service.
Mm-hmm.
So I had the right numbers for a retirement. But clearly, I thought at 55, you're not dead.
Mm-hmm.
However, though, I found it very, very difficult to find employment that I thought was equal to the type of environment, the type of work that I enjoy doing. And through that, I must admit, I didn't feel very happy about myself.
So at that time, you know, let's do this. I want to pick up at that point and when we come back after commercials, because I think it begins to get into what occurred in your life after you turned 55. And it ties very much to the theme of our show. So you are listening to Against All Odds. I'm here with my guest, Mignon Williams, and we will be right back.
Let's face it, your customers are searching online. Are they finding you? Websites are drawing all the traffic. Your business needs to get better placement online and get noticed. At Marlin Consulting Solutions, located in Palm Coast, we use the latest SEO techniques to get you noticed online. I'm Jason Johnson, owner of Marlin Consulting Solutions. You can contact us at 386-957-9311 or find us online at marlincs.com.
Hi, this is Gretchen Smith of the Flagler County Chamber. Our mission is to help local businesses thrive, which is also the name of our new business-to-business magazine. Thrive is a great tool for area businesses and others considering Flagler as their corporate home. With interesting content, business highlights, trending topics, and insights you won't find elsewhere, Thrive is produced by and for Flagler County businesses. To advertise in this quarterly magazine, call the Holly Group at 386-283-5907. Let us help you thrive.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You are listening to Against All Odds. My name is Howard Holly. I'm here with my co-host, Kristen Weitzel, and our guest today is Mignon Williams. Mignon, just before the break, you were talking about you were downsized, right-sized, outsized from Xerox at the age of 55. And I know that that also led to other things that happened in your life at the same time. Why don't you tell us a bit about that?
Well, the good news is I became a grandmother at the age of 55. So definitely that was a greatest bright light. However, though, I found it difficult to be employed. And I thought that with all my Xerox experience and background, that it would be a cinch to go into some other type of industry or business or similar business. And I didn't find that to be the case. And what I eventually ended up doing after having 25 years of steady employment with Xerox and then working for Bambergers for several years was job jumping, which I know is the case in this generation, but surely was not the expectation of our generation in terms of seeking employment. And each position that I had at that point in time didn't bring me the satisfaction. Like, for instance, I had the good fortune of asking to be a consultant in the engineering business. So I ended up doing and writing a lot of proposals. But when you write proposals, you're home alone at your kitchen table or at your desk looking up information and pounding out paper. And that I did not enjoy. I also worked as a sales executive for a cybersecurity corporation, and I couldn't touch or feel that, which made me very unclear and uncertain.
Because you had been
something.
Used to more of a product
used to more of a product sales. Orientation. Sure. Mm-hmm. So I tried different things. I even worked as a receptionist in the medical office. I worked making ice cream one summer. I did all these different things to try to find out, do I want to go in a restaurant business? Do I want to start catering? What are the things I really, really wanted to do? And it was tough. It was very, very tough. It wasn't about bringing home the bacon, so to speak. It was finding something that I could identify with that would give me pleasure.
When you were downsized, had you anticipated it or did it come as a surprise?
It always comes as a surprise. But you know it's going to happen because you have you actually had to do it to other people. So you know after a point in time, it could possibly happen to you.
So you know it's a possibility, but at the time you didn't really expect it. No one had pre-warned you or anything.
Not at all.
Yeah.
We had just finished a very, very successful program at the university, at Xerox University, and I just never thought. But again, too, the numbers speak louder than the words.
So, you know, what I'm poking at is the fact that all of a sudden – you know, you're at this pivot, you know, this breaking point in your life that's moving you in a completely different direction. And yet initially it's leading you in a way that ends up being not very satisfying to you.
Your use of the words breaking point is absolutely correct. It was a breaking point, not only a departure from a corporation that I enjoyed and loved, but a breaking point in terms of realizing I have not thought about doing anything different. And that was a big challenge. That was a very big challenge.
So, Mignon, I know our listeners are familiar with Huffington Post, and Huff Post has this 50 people who turned 50 and changed their lives.
50 people over 50 that reinvented themselves.
50 people over 50 who reinvented themselves. I told you I wouldn't get that right. So
you did a good job.
Yeah. So what made you submit your story to HuffPost?
I saw it online one day, and I like Huffington Post because it's short and sweet and gives you a lot of information. And I said, you know what? I think I fit the criteria that they're looking for. So with my joy and love of writing, mm-hmm. I decided to answer the questions that they had and submitted my name and the information to Huffington Post, never thinking that somebody at my age, which is way over 50, would be considered in their piece.
Yeah. So do you have any idea how many people submitted?
Probably only 50. No, I don't have any idea really, but I know that there were,
but
there were quite a few.
There were thousands that submitted. So did they tell you how and why they selected you to be one of those 50 people who reinvented themselves?
I believe, Howard, that one of the major things is that not only did I have the breaking point that you and I talked about before, part of that breaking point was a health crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And my health at 56, 57 started to decline precipitously.
Mm-hmm.
I was a long-term smoker, which anybody's listening, stop smoking now, please. and really have found myself having severe COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disorder, mm-hmm. and have a significant emphysema, which really limits my ability to do anything that requires a lot of aerobics or breathing.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is I also had Lyme's disease. 1 to 3 outcomes of Lyme's disease could be nervous brain conditions, issues, arthritis, and or problems around your heart muscle.
Mm-hmm.
So out of the three, I got the latter, which was the arthritis.
Mm.
But again, too, that arthritis coupled with the COPD did not make for a very happy person. And mm-hmm. as we know, any type of illness or health issues can bring about great disappointment and depression as well.
Absolutely. And so, you told your story about that health, but what made them select you isn't the fact that you had those health problems. It's what you did and how you reinvented yourself and how you came through that. Why don't you tell us more?
Well, the interesting thing is they say children usually follow in our footsteps. I reverse that because I followed my daughter's footsteps. After she finished her college education, she went into holistic health. And one of her joys was becoming a yoga teacher. And she kept on saying to me, Mom, you got to go back to yoga. Yoga is a practice that I had performed and done for many times, but it's always very sporadic at doing a yoga practice. And she said, Mom, it will improve your breathing. It will make you more flexible, stronger. And I just said, okay, I don't feel very good right now. I can't even conceive of myself being able to do the things that I used to do in yoga, much less have the strength to be able to do a yoga practice. However, at the urging of my father at the time, and I was living in New Jersey taking care of him, he said, why don't you go up the street to that place that you and your daughter like to go to? I said, Daddy, the yoga studio? He said, yeah, you and Jocelyn like that. So I would go on several evenings a week, and I found my love again for yoga. Mm. And my body responded so well to yoga in terms of giving me more capacity to breathe. It actually improved my strength and forbearance, not only from a physical sense, but as important from a mental sense. And everybody thinks, like I did originally, that you have to be able to turn your body into a pretzel to enjoy yoga. Not at all. Mm. All you have to do is breathe and listen to your body. So shortly after that, at that same studio, they announced that they were having a 200-hour yoga teacher training. And my sole purpose at that time of going was to improve my yoga practice, my personal yoga mm-hmm, practice. Mm-hmm. And I ended up becoming a certified yoga teacher and have enjoyed every single moment of teaching.
So let me just test my understanding. You had the COPD, the emphysema, and the consequences, the arthritis as a result of the Lyme disease. All of those things were still going on. And yet you began to go to yoga and to practice yoga and then ultimately become a yoga instructor.
Yoga teacher.
Wow. That's a pretty interesting story. And I can see why HuffPost would, pick you as one of the 50 people who reinvented themselves. And just so everyone knows, Mignon lives here in Palm Coast, just moved about a year and a half.
That's correct.
Or so ago from New Jersey and is teaching yoga here in Palm Coast. But NBC, the Today Show, picked 3 of those 50 to air on the Today Show recently. Tell us about that.
Well, after the Huffington Post picked up the piece, I received a call from the producer of the Today Show, particularly the last hour segment with Kathy Lee and Hoda. And I had a rather extensive interview with this young producer. Mm-hmm. And she says, well, you know, I'm not sure. We're interviewing quite a few people, but I will let you know by the end of the week if you will be selected. End of the week came. We had our usual typical afternoon showers. I had turned off the computer because of the lightning. And finally that evening, I decided to go back online and see what was there. And there it was, an invitation to be part of the show on NBC.
Neat.
So it was really nice. So out of that interview and a piece that I had written to the Huffington Post, she created a script. I sent in tons of pictures. And then a few weeks ago, I was in Buffalo, New York, went to the local Buffalo station and did the voiceover. And then the show was aired last Thursday morning.
Okay. Well, fantastic, Mignon, and congratulations.
Thank you.
If you're talking to the listeners here and you had to tell them, you know, what the key to your success in overcoming the obstacles that you have faced and the challenges and adversities that you have faced, what would you say to them?
The biggest word I would say is never give up hope. Hope is the biggest word. When a man or a person loses their hope, they have lost a lot. So whatever keeps your hope alive, it does not have to be in particular church affiliation. It could be your children. It could be anything that makes you happy that gives you hope. Mm-hmm. And you can always reinvent yourself. I fell into yoga. I fell into yoga because of my daughter who led me there. I was encouraged to go into yoga because somebody said, take a break. Mm-hmm. So what I was able to do was to take a break. And through any experience, you can find a positive outcome. There is always hope. There's always that thought that something better is in the making for you.
Having faith and hope in the future.
That's correct.
Mignon, thank you very much. Our guest, Mignon Williams, retired Xerox vice president. Love to have you here in Palm Coast. Thank you for being on the show,
Mignon. Thank you. It was a pleasure. Come join us at the Y in Ormond Beach for yoga.
Sounds great. We will be right back. You are listening to Against All Odds. My name is Howard Holley.
Greetings, this is Cindy Dalecki from Marketing To Go here to let you know that our office has moved. We are now located at Palm Coast Town Center behind FPC and near Epic Movie Theater at 145 City Place on the third floor. If you are looking for branding help, social media assistance, or marketing and public relations solutions for your company or nonprofit, give us a call at 566-3466 or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/marketingtogo. We look forward to creating a buzz about your business.
Howard Holley Presents Against All Odds is being brought to you in part by Touchpoint Alliance. Touchpoint Alliance, a global alliance for communication excellence, headquartered here in Palm Coast, provides end-to-end communication solutions that help colleges, universities, and associations acquire, retain, and grow their customer base. Visit us at www.touchpointalliance.org or for a free consultation, call us at 386-283-5906.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You are listening to Against All Odds. My name is Howard Holley, and I'm here with my co-host, Kristen Weitzel. And Kristen, we just got through interviewing and hearing from Mignon Williams. Did you have any driveway moments that you walked away with?
I did. It's interesting to hear people when they tell stories about how they've gone and they've made a transformation at some point in life. So she went from corporate America to yoga teacher. I don't know if you can get more opposite than that.
More reinvented.
Yeah.
I mean, that is truly a reinvention.
But to realize that you want to be happy and that you need mm-hmm. to be happy and you try all these things and you can't find the right thing. And it's just kind of like you fall into this thing, which for her was yoga. And it works. It feels right. And she has made a whole new life for herself.
And one of the things about sales, and particularly in corporate America and big companies like Xerox and IBM, is it really created a level playing field because you had a plan. And as you, if you achieved your plan, that's what created opportunities. And so you end up being very results oriented. Somebody gives you a plan. Your task is to deliver that plan, achieve those results, and then move on with your career. That has nothing to do with yoga.
No, not at all.
What she spent 25 years learning and doing is not being useful to her now at all because she's completely reinvented herself.
No, but it's so great. And to think that, you know, she has these health problems, the COPD, the emphysema, the arthritis, and there's tons of people in Flagler County, in Volusia County, who might not think they can do yoga, but they can do that. She teaches yoga, she told me, with her oxygen tank.
She does.
That's just to be so determined, but to get such joy out of what you're doing that you're willing to do that is just amazing.
Yeah, it truly is. And I'm really pleased to have her on the show. We mentioned during the interview that there is a segment of the Today Show where they have three of HuffPost's top 50 people who've reinvented themselves, and they chose three of those 50, and Mignon was one of the three. So if our listeners want to Google that or go to the Today Show and Google Mignon Williams, they'll get a chance to see that segment from the Today Show.
And I'll take that link and I'll put it on our website, Howard.
That's a great idea.
And also share it on Facebook. So if you like our Facebook page, you'll have access to that information.
Super. Well, we're going to begin to wrap up here. And as always, we wish you the best of luck in the upcoming week in overcoming your challenges both today and tomorrow. My name is Howard Holly, and you are?
Kristen Weitzel.
Have a blessed week, everyone.